Okay, post-game wrap time here from Miami, where the Giants, you know, last night they had one scoring chance, and they didn't score. Tonight they score 15. They hit five home runs. Funny how the game works, isn't it?
Well, I mean, we knew, everybody had told us, and you guys had done your homework, that Hernandez was a guy that was going to give up home runs, right? So what do they try to do? They try to sneak him in the second inning rather than the first. And he gives up home runs when he comes in. So the Giants really took advantage of a guy that was vulnerable to the home run, and they win a bullpen game, which is pretty important nowadays.
Yeah.
And they win their share of bullpen games. They do.
They do. The Giants had a bullpen game. The Marlins, it wasn't really a bullpen game, but you're right. They tried to a little strategy, and it couldn't have worked out better. The Giants get a run in the first inning, and then Jock gets to lead off against the guy. I mean, that's the nightmare for – you're hoping to have a little softer landing than that if you're giving your starter the break and getting him in the second inning, and Jock draws the walk that starts a rally there.
I mean, they could have actually left in the lefty to face Jock.
I thought they
Peterson.
Were going to. They didn't do it.
Oh, well. What are we going to do?
Well, it's probably a big reason why Kapler threw all those lefties at the bottom of the order, anticipating Hernandez coming in right around that time. And then you're set up to do some damage in the second inning. And what'd they score? Four in the second?
Yep.
So that backfired.
You know, Gabe, we were down there today before the game. Sean makes a good point. It was like a fire drill down there. He was running around because there were, you know, guys were hurt. Who can play? Who can't play? Changes in the lineup. Changes on the other side. Well, it wasn't panic. It was just Gabe likes to check in with every single player who's going to be impacted. You're going to play. You're going to be in a different spot. So it was a busy day leading up to the game, and they made the right call on the way they set the lineup up. It did. It worked out absolutely perfectly. Yeah,
they really did. So good job. It was fun.
Nice game, nice bounce back for the Giants. We'll pick some players right after this.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Okay, we're back for post-game wrap part two. We're going to pick some players of the game. And, Kite, maybe it's your turn to go first.
All right. Look, a lot of guys had great games. But I'm going to just take Crawford for the effort he made in the ninth inning. The game is out of hand right now. I mean, position players are pitching for both teams and line drives, and it's like Little League games, and what's the league in the wintertime that Lasky runs?
Fantasy camp.
It's like fantasy camp. You need to get out somehow.
Anyway, right? Anyway.
So here's Crawford diving all over the place, trying to get an out in the ninth inning to get the Giants off the field. So I'm going to take Brandon Crawford.
That's a good reason to pick him. I gave him big time credit.
I mean, I never
here.
Thought for one second that Crawford and fantasy camp would be ever mentioned in the same sentence, but there it is. Or Lasky's name for that, man. Yeah,
Not just that, but then he's 0-for-4, and he goes up in his last at bat and hits a grand slam.
Yeah, forget about that. That's not why I took him.
Good pick, Kai.
Yeah.
Sean, who you got tonight?
Well, I'm going to go with a guy kind of for the same reasons, and he had a great night at the plate as well, as Yastrzemski. I mean, talk about selling out to make a play to end the game. He came in, had to dive for a ball, and finished the game.
So isn't that unbelievable? We've taken two guys because of their great plays in the ninth
defense
inning with a shortstop on the mound.
In a 10-run game.
We wanted to go home.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I really wanted to go with Vossler because he did such a great job defensively. Maybe you can take him. But anyway, so Yastrzemski with 5 RBI, couple hits, and then just a great play to end the game. That's
good
my
pick.
Pick.
Good pick. Well, I would take Vossler. We had Vossler on our post-game interview, and he was really good. He's a great interview. He's got that extra tool. But I got to take Wilmer.
Yeah.
Got to take Wilmer,
of
right?
Of course.
Wilmer drew two walks, had three hits. Is it playing, DC? I can't hear it, so it's playing. That's good. He's the new leadoff man. Maybe he'll just stick there. He's on base five times.
He's quietly my choice for the All-Star team.
Giants are, you know, the Giants have a few candidates now. Yastrzemski, Peterson, Wilmer's played great.
I know.
Wouldn't that be cool if he got to play in an All-Star game?
He's such a really good guy. I really
like Wilmer Flores a lot.
Yep, he's a solid guy.
So he's my guy.
Plus, I mean, look, he's the interpreter on the field.
He is. He helps a lot of players.
I mean, if there's something going on the mound and he's on the infield, he's the guy.
Yeah.
Anyway. Wilmer Flores, good pick. There's a lot of guys we could pick. It was fun to watch Sean Jolly tonight, too.
Yeah, really good to have him back. What's on deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers? Well, the Giants and the Marlins will play tomorrow afternoon. Great pitching matchup. Logan Webb, Pablo Lopez. I'm thinking it won't be 15-6 tomorrow.
It is the pitching matchup on the schedule.
Yeah.
This is the best matchup on the schedule.
All of Big League Baseball tomorrow.
Absolutely. And we're going to be here.
You going to be here, Sean?
As of now, I'm going to be here.
You'll catch the bus tomorrow?
I say yes.
Maybe we could get him to leave his room tomorrow.
You didn't leave your room today, did you?
I did not leave my room until I had to, and that was to catch the bus. And
and then running to try to dodge the raindrops.
I was trying to dodge the
– Didn't work.
Have an umbrella.
You're a good athlete.
I'm going to get an umbrella when I walk in tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. It's supposed to rain again tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. We'll be here.
What's on deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers and the legendary Ford F-150. Visit buyfordnow.com to find your new truck. Well, before we sign off and get to the highlights, we do have to do a quick out-of-town scoreboard. So let's go places with the Toyota out-of-town scoreboard. The Dodgers are playing right now. That game is underway in L.A. against the Mets. And it's 0-0, top of the first. Red Sox A's scoreless in the second. In Oakland, Padres have a 6-0 lead. They got six runs against Corbin Burns in Milwaukee, and they haven't given up a hit tonight. So the Padres have the lead. And the last out-of-town score we'll give, the Diamondbacks lead the Pirates 8-3 in Pittsburgh, bottom of the ninth. Highlights right after this.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.